Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Middle of the week, sixth day of December, and a couple of warm days near record-setting temperatures for a few locations today, followed by some cooler weather this weekend, after some rain tomorrow night, and possibly some snow on Monday or Tuesday. But if it's El Nino, we think, it looks like the El Nino weather pattern is here through the middle of December. No sense leaving for warmer territory just yet. Who benefits the most from crop insurance? Well, the Government Accounting Office says this week, the crop insurance companies. USDA worked with 13 privately held insurance companies, provided 1.2 million crop insurance policies in 2022. The report said that cost $17.3 billion. In fact, from 2011 through 2022, the federal government paid about $36.6 billion to the insurance companies, about a third of the program's total cost of $107.7 billion. During that time, the company's underwriting gains or profits averaged $1.4 billion annually, their rate of return 17%. Who is criticizing that report this week? The crop insurance industry. They say the report is fraught with recommendations that would dismantle the successful public-private partnership that delivers crop insurance. The Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau, National Crop Insurance Services, and American Association of Crop Insurers say the report contains several recommendations that would result in reduced participation in the long run. The group says General Accounting Office mischaracterized the economics of the delivery system when it states that, quote, the increase in crop prices did not increase the workload to sell and service the policy. Soaring interest costs cutting into farm profits this year. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley blames administration spending policies.
Bidenomics isn't being very well received in the farm community, and some of that's directly related to the interest rates, which wouldn't be necessary if we hadn't had the inflation of last year that was caused by all the appropriations that they did in 2021 that they shouldn't have done.
Some of that spending did go to help producers, but Grassley says farmers will suffer.
If they're stuck with that interest rate for the next 12 months, they're significantly hurt. But I think interest rates are going to come down, so if they're on a floating interest rate thing, they may benefit from that before the end of the year. If not, they'll have to wait till 2025.
When interest rates may come down again, and while prices for fuel and fertilizer have eased since the pandemic and the beginning of the war by Russia in Ukraine, they have not returned to earlier levels. This is Inside Agriculture, taking a break for the morning markets.